It is time now for a special Super Bowl edition of the Here and Now DJ Sessions. Philadelphia Eagles and New England Patriots will face off in Super Bowl 52 this Sunday in the city of Minneapolis, a city with a rich music scene and history. And joining us to talk about that is Andrea Swenson, who is DJ and host of the local show on Minnesota Public Radio's The Current and author of Got to Be Something Here, The Rise of the Minneapolis Sound. I think, Andrea, that we found the best possible person to talk about the music of Minnesota. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
And tell us about the music of Minnesota, first of all. What's the scene like there now?
It is enormous. It's actually really hard to describe because there are just so many different smaller scenes within the larger community. We have a really active hip-hop scene, really active indie rock, electronic. You can literally go out any night of the week and find something that you would like.
Well, let's listen to some of what you brought us. And this is from 1967. It's Wee Willie Walker with There Goes My Used to Be.
There goes my used to be. Oh, walking down the street. Saying hello, oh, to every guy she meets. Oh, they just don't know. Oh, she'll break their heart. How do I know? She once broke.
Sounds like Sam Cooke, but it's actually a B-side to the Beatles cover, Ticket to Ride. Tell us about it.
Yeah, I think Wee Willie Walker is kind of the godfather of our soul scene in the Twin Cities. He's been making music here since the early 60s. He still performs today, and believe it or not, his voice still sounds like that. It's really incredible. And Willie had the chance to go down to Memphis and do a lot of sessions in the late 60s for the Gold Wax label, and I just think they're hidden gems in our Minnesota music history that have recently been unearthed.
Does race play a big role in the history of music in Minnesota?
It does. Yeah, that's a big thing that I get into in my book. A lot of people don't think that there was African-American music being made before Prince in Minneapolis, but there was actually very, very vibrant scenes in both North Minneapolis and this neighborhood called Rondo in St. Paul. And in recent years, I think a lot of attention has been turned towards that era and really wanting to understand more of these people that were predecessors to Prince and his peers.
Well, I'm glad you brought up Prince because we couldn't do this segment without talking about and listening to Prince. Here is Uptown. Such a great song, but there are so many great Prince songs. Why did you pick this one?
Well, Uptown is a neighborhood in Minneapolis, and I think a lot of us here just feel really proud about that song that we're represented. And the mission behind that song is so cool. You know, all these different people from different backgrounds coming together, black, white, Puerto Rican, everybody a freakin'. I think that is so representative of just Prince's ethos and what he was all about.
How did he break out of the music scene in Minneapolis?
That is a great question. I think it had some to do with the manager that he partnered with in his early career. But there was also a very intentional goal on his part to break out of being labeled as a black artist. There were literally black charts, and then there were the pop charts where the white artists would be featured. And he really said to Warner Brothers, I want to be marketed as a pop artist. And that ended up being very revolutionary. I think that's why we saw his videos and Michael Jackson's videos as some of the first black art being featured on MTV.
And how often do you play Prince on your show?
Oh, every week. I live in Minnesota. I cover the Minnesota music scene. It's just part of what we talk about here. And I do a little music history spotlight every week. And very often it's something Prince-related because there's just so many great stories to tell.
Yeah, and lucky you, there are so many Prince songs. So you probably don't have to play the same ones over and over again. Let's get to the next one you brought us. This is the Minneapolis native Dessa with Fire Drills.
I've been Wendy, living with the Lost Boys. Youth spent as a deckhand on the convoy. Moved every night to prove we were something. Got confused if it was from a two that we were running. I've seen Gibraltar, I've seen the Taj Mahal. Soweto, Hagia Sophia, Chef Shaolin paints the walls blue. I've played to full rooms, I've played the fool too. Burning through the bottoms of a pair of new boots. Cut my hair, take my down. A woman on her own must be from out of town. Funny you don't know the concessions that you're making until you catalog them. And by then they're many, and your battle hardened heat makes liquid of the asphalt. Keepsakes and parking tickets on the dashboard. I'm here to file my report as the vixen of the wolf pack. Tell patient zero he can have his rib back.
Who is Dessa?
Dessa is a beloved figure in our Minnesota music scene. She's a writer, she's a rapper, she's about to publish her first full-length book. And in recent years, she's really turned the focus to her solo material. And as you can hear in that song, she just has a way with words. You can just listen to her music over and over again and keep catching something new.
And I hear that you often go stand out in the freezing cold to catch a show.
Yes, especially this week. They've got everything shut down and they've got a stage right in downtown. And people are literally standing for hours to listen to, just the other night, The Revolution was playing, Morris Day and the Time, Sheila E. I've been impressed with just how hearty and how ready people are to experience live music in January.
Okay, well, we've been talking about music from Minnesota, but while we have you here, we are going to give each team a chance to be represented by an artist. We're talking about the Philadelphia Eagles and the New England Patriots. Let's start with Philadelphia. This is a song from last year. It's called Just Can't Get Enough, and it's from the Philadelphia-based band Sheer Mag. I'm listening closely for the word cheesesteak, but I haven't heard it yet. Why did you pick this one to represent Philadelphia?
I just love Sheer Mag. They're a relatively new group from Philly. You know, listening to it, you might think they're from the 70s. That record, as you mentioned, just came out last year. But I love the way that they combine punk rock with this 70s kind of classic rock guitar influence. And that lead singer just has so much personality. I just love listening to them.
Okay, and for the New England Patriots, today we have the song Roadrunner by the Boston area group The Modern Lovers. See, now I thought you were going to pick maybe the Standells, Love That Dirty Water. Tell me about this one.
This is just such a great song, too. It was recorded back in 1972, but just recently they were considering it to making it the Massachusetts state song, and I just thought that was so fascinating. I mean, he does say I'm in love with Massachusetts in there, so that probably pleases a lot of people. But Jonathan Richman is the lead singer and songwriter in that group, and he is just kind of a punk icon, so I wanted to give a little shout out to him.
And by the way, the state song of Massachusetts right now is something called All Hail to Massachusetts, which I haven't heard before, but we'll look it up and see if we can find it. Andrea Swenson, DJ and host of the local show on Minnesota Public Radio's The Current in Minneapolis, where Super Bowl 52 is happening this weekend. Are you going? Do you have tickets, Andrea?
I do not have tickets to the actual game. I will be standing outside with the rest of us in Minnesota.
All right, well, bundle up. Andrea, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All hail to Massachusetts.
There it is. All rise. It's here and now.
For
her hair.